As the votes of Michael Naughton exceed the quota, I deem him to be elected.
Micheál, congratulations.
A continue on candidate. Thank you.
Micheál, congratulations, Councillor Naughton. I know it's extremely, extremely emotional for you, and I'm just watching your family there, and they're all just so, so delighted for you. How does it feel?
Yes, I mean, you're right. It's a huge, huge proud day for me personally. And I mean, not alone for me. This is not about Micheál Naughton Day. This is about one of the best camps in the team and one of the best group of people that I put around me. But also, this is about Donegal MD. The people of South Donegal believed in me, believed I was a worker. They knew I was a worker. And they put their faith in me and give me the vote that they give me. Over 1,800 first preference votes. That's over 600 number ones on my last election. So it's a huge, huge credit to everybody. I mean, you know, I reared in a family of 12. I know what hard work is all about. I mean, if you didn't work, you didn't survive. That's the area I was brought up on. And that, I mean.
So that was your work, and I know it's extremely emotional, and you're surrounded by family who are so proud, and friends, and canvassing team. Yeah. And, you know, your work has paid off for you tonight.
Yes, I mean, look, I mean, I've been involved in sports, and we know we all can work at times, and you don't get rewarded. But I got hugely rewarded by the people of this MD, and I mean, and you know, I think basically my work ethic spoke for itself. I got a vote in every box from Mundoran to Glencolumbkill, and that didn't happen by accident. I mean, and people talk about the issues of the day and all that, but I mean, the issues that I deal with mostly is personal issues. Issues belong to families. I mean, you know, somebody may be looking for a medical card, someone looking for a doctor's appointment, or even someone to talk to on the phone sometimes because they want advice at the end of the phone, and that's what I'm there for. And again, in my last 5 years, 7 years at this stage, I never basically asked anybody when they rang me what politics you are, what colour you were, or what religion you were. Everyone to me was a constituent. Everyone was there, and I was there to represent them people. And I tell you, them people put a big vote of faith in me because they know they want a worker, and they know they want basically someone back here in this area to lead them further into the future. There'll be better days ahead, and I'll be looking to bigger days ahead. And with this team around me, they will deliver that too for South Donegal.
Yeah, you're hard working yourself. You have a young family yourself, so I mean, you're juggling work, you're juggling politics, you're juggling sport. Yeah. How do you do it?
Yes, look, I mean, I'm blessed to probably have one of the best ladies in the country.